Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Creation Energies with me, Brenda Hoffman. For those of you who would like to read my written blog, that's at lifetapestrycreations.com, lifetapestrycreations.com. And that's always different than this channel. I do them on two different days so we get more information. I just realized last night that it's been a month since Dave and I have been sheltering in place or sheltering at home. And it's workable. It's kind of awkward at times, but it's workable. And I hope all of you are safe and doing well, too. It's a scary time. It is. You know, so many unknowns, even though we're going into a new life and a new world, these are major changes, so at times it can be scary. Let's see what we get for the next few days. Yes, indeed, Brenda, you have targeted a piece that many are feeling, the frightening feeling, not that you're necessarily feeling it. Perhaps your feelings are more about anger, about the lack of planning or whatever, but that is all it is about collapsing the structures. And as you can see, the structures are collapsing much more rapidly than any of you, including most definitely Brenda, thought possible. So let us see what we get for the next few days. Dear ones, this is a time of change, of redirecting your energies from what's out there to what's inside you. And you have read this from other channels, and you have seen this, and you have felt this and experienced this. What you have not yet accessed is the thought that you are, as you're going within, you're gathering your power. You see, that is a piece that most of you have forgotten. Granted, you have quiet time at home. Granted, you are doing this or that. But what you have forgotten is it is also a time of you rebuilding yourself. You see, all that you have known on the outside and inside has either crumbled or is crumbling, only to be rebuilt, to be redesigned. And granted, many of you had encouraged segments to be part of you months or years ago, so that's not a new element. But what we are trying to tell you is that you are moving from the tightrope balance of 3D and 5D, you know, or beyond. You are living in a 3D world, so you do a little tap dance here, then you do a little tap dance there, and then you return to 5D, and then you are finding that what you knew is not working anymore, and so you're trying to discover new things that are working. What we are trying to say is, whether you have acknowledged it or not, if you remember, we have said time and time again, it is macro and micro. So just as your macro, your outside world, is crumbling and reformulating itself, so it is for your micro, your inner world. And so that is the fear that a lot of you, or even anger, that a lot of you are feeling. You're saying goodbye to the person you knew, that you have lived with this entire lifetime. And granted, you had changed bits and pieces, you know, some DNA here, some cells there, you have changed, but nothing like that. What is happening to you now. And so it is, even though you do not necessarily acknowledge it to yourself, is all that is an internal is also in crumbling and reformulating. And that is part of the pieces, you know, you are finding that some people aren't relating to you the way they used to, or you don't like the way they relate, or you feel like you want to be in more isolation, or you, you know, you're finding out new things about yourself that are surprising you. You're eating new foods, perhaps, have new routines that are comfortable for you. It doesn't matter. What is happening is, not only is your outer world changing dramatically, more important for you right now in the next few days, so is your inner world. And, you know, we told you that Brenda is feeling anger, others of you are feeling fear. That is as much about what is happening to you internally. Shedding this and shedding that, and you don't need this anymore, so let go, let go. And the same is happening in your outer world. Do you remember perhaps years ago that we said everything would happen in the blink of an eye, and so the same is true for other channels? Well, this is your blink. For when you come out of this sheltering in place time, this isolation time, you're not going to be as you were before. Perhaps something that might help you better understand how dramatically you're changing is, think in terms of something that happened in your life, that in your 3D life that diverted your path. Perhaps it was a divorce or a marriage or having a child or moving to a new community. But what you thought was going to be was no longer. Perhaps it was an influx of money. Perhaps it was a loss of money. It doesn't matter. What we are saying is that your life that you knew before the virus and all of this has happened will be different, both internally and externally. Right now you're just thinking of external. You know, will the stores I used to frequent, will they be there? Will the restaurants be there? Realize the same is happening to you internally. So those pieces that you once claimed as who you were may not be there when you shift your outer world, when you go back out into your outer world. Those pieces might not be there. And that's going to be as amazing to you as the external world shifts. And that is your change of moods, your fogginess, your anger, your fear, your joy one moment and anger the next, your so many pieces, because you're changing. That what you knew from inside you will not necessarily be there when this is all done. Now, many of you are saying, well, okay, let's get on with the show. How long is this going to last? What do we? It will last as long as it needs to. You see, with this amount of changes, you can't expect, you know, many of you, if you will, are the McDonald's generation. Fast, 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 fast. This is a process. Clearing out the old, accepting the new, figuring out how to operate the new. And again, for those of you who've forgotten, remember how new computer software programs, you take out the old, and it's like, no, 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 I need that, I need that. No, I don't know how to, I like this new one better. It does more. And so it will be for you. And on that note, we shall close. Allow yourself to be afraid. Allow yourself to be amazed. Allow yourself to be angry. Allow yourself to do whatever. It is a clearing, cleansing process. It is a breaking down of your old values to reinstate and put in new values. It is change. So allow yourself to feel what you need to feel. Just as was true in 3D before you had an infant and after you had an infant. You didn't like all the changes, either to your body if you were female or to your life if you were male or female, and yet you loved the new at the same time. And then after a while, you said, what did I ever do without this child in my life? You see? And so it will be for now. Allow yourself to evolve. Allow the process to take as long as it takes. And allow yourself to be. So be it. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you again next week. Good day.